You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, I want to talk about the TV show Mythbusters. Were you a fan? Did you ever watch it?
Yeah, I enjoyed also, I think towards the end of, because it's no longer, new episodes don't get made anymore, right?
No, I don't think so.
Because they shot an anvil through someone's house at one point.
Oh, like deliberately? Or?
No, by accident. So they were like shooting anvils like with dynamite or whatever it was that they were doing in a controlled environment, but they didn't calculate it right.
Oh.
So like, and it went through like two walls in a house and they rolled up and they're like, sorry about this.
Yeah, I assume everyone was fine.
Oh, no, everyone was all, the anvil and the house, not so much,
okay.
But everyone else is good.
Well, if you don't know what Mythbusters is, it's a TV show where they kind of more or less bust myths.
And there's one of the guys who wears a beret and he has a, he looks a bit like a dugong with his moustache.
He does have a very nice moustache.
Does have a very whiskery kind of look.
I just want to quickly mention, one of the guys very sadly actually died from, one of the presenters died, I think it was last week or the week before, Grant Imahara. So very sad there. But similar, I was watching a whole load of episodes, a whole lot of myths on YouTube last night.
Right.
And it's a brilliant show to just binge.
Okay.
Like that, because you can kind of, there's so many different clips on YouTube, you can just click, oh, that one, and then that one, and then that one, and then that one. And before you know it, it's like an hour and a half gone.
It's entertainment masked as science.
Oh, yeah, 100%. They're like, oh, we're doing science. It's like, you're not really.
You're not.
No, you're not.
You're just blowing things up.
Well, Simo, there was one myth that I was watching last night. I was watching the video, and then I got really into it. Like, I wanted to try and find out what happened at the end. Was it true? Was it not? And then about two-thirds of the way through, it just cut off. Like, the video stops. Cut off. So I didn't find out the ending.
That sucks.
I was a bit disappointed. So, Simo, I thought, I've got all the ingredients we need for it here.
Oh, okay.
Now, fortunately, for our boss's sake, this wasn't one of the myths where they use explosions. It was a different type of myth. I think we've got a little bit of a clip of it here.
Yes, indeed.
Well, we have a particular Mythbusters challenge we thought you might be interested in.
We have been told that it is possible to cook a lasagna using nothing but a dishwasher.
We got to get some data. I mean, we got to know a lot more about the oven, as it were, before we can build.
Let's check out the dishwasher.
Simo, can you cook a lasagna in the dishwasher? We have a dishwasher in the office here.
Yeah.
So I thought, why don't we give it a go?
It really is. The show, it really is just Jackass with degrees, isn't it?
Like, yeah, more or less.
It's like, throw in the word, we're going to need more data on this, and away you go.
If Johnny Knoxville said, we're going to need more data about what happens if you get hit by a bull, all of a sudden Jackass becomes science.
Yeah, it does. I reckon if he started throwing that line in there with all his stunts, he would have been given the degree. You know how they just dish them out now? Mm. Yeah, they would have just granted him one.
Hey, well, Simo, in the show Mythbusters, they get a professional chef in to kind of cook the lasagna, like put it all together, pasta, meat sauce, so on.
Gordon Ramsay?
It wasn't Gordon Ramsay. He was unavailable.
Jamie Oliver?
Some other bloke. I can't remember his name. Just some chef.
Okay.
Simo, I haven't done that.
All right.
Instead of getting a 5-star chef to construct our lasagna,
right,
I just went to the supermarket here at Nuggets Crossing and bought a frozen one. Which comes in a plastic packet with a plastic sleeve. Oh, that doesn't... I'm showing you the top of
look
it there. That doesn't necessarily look appealing.
It's got Jordan's name all over it.
Well, Simo, I will put this in the dishwasher. There's a 40-minute cycle we can do. We'll pop this in the dishwasher. It's freezing cold still. It's still frozen.
Yeah.
And then we'll see if this will work or if we've just broken the office dishwasher.
Okay. Fair call.
Do you want to give this a crack?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, I tell you what,
we need more data on this.
We do.
give me my degree.
In the TV show, they actually drill a hole through their dishwasher to kind of put a temperature probe in.
Oh,
we're not going to do that. We're not going to destroy the office dishwasher.
No.
But Simo, it does sort of present as a bit of an awkward conundrum. Because you see, in order to put it in the dishwasher, I'm in the studio now. The dishwasher is about 15 metres over there.
Mm-hmm.
I have to leave.
Off you go.
No, I need some kind of musical distraction. And fortunately, Simo, I am a brilliant audio editor.
Yeah.
So I have brilliantly reworked the Mythbusters TV intro with our names on it. It's seamless. You won't be able to tell that it's edited. And that will also give me about 26 seconds or so just to head out to the office kitchen here and get ready to put the lasagna in the dishwasher.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, so you won't be able to tell this is edited, honestly.
are the Mythbusters.
Am I missing an eyebrow?
Simo.
I always enjoyed seeing
Simo
in pain.
Oh!
And Jordan.
Between them, more than
0 years
special effects experience.
Still kind of sexy.
They don't just tell the myths.
Farewell, cruel.
They put them to the test.
It might surprise you to learn that Jordan is our production manager here at Snow FM. You there, Jordan?
Well, that was quality, I think.
Yeah, that was prime. Now, you are in the kitchen?
Yes, Simo, I join you live from about 15 metres away from you in the office kitchen.
Okay.
I'm standing in front of the dishwasher. I'm just opening it up now.
All right, yep.
Here we go. The lasagna is going in the dishwasher. Closing that. Now, there's a lot of buttons. Have you ever used this dishwasher?
I don't know. There should be one that looks like an on button.
Yeah, no, I can see that. It's on, but there's about 15 others.
At this point, I'd trial and error. I hand wash, unlike most.
Oh, here we go. Found it. Okay, so 40-minute cycle.
Okay.
So we'll put it on that, and then it'll be ready by the end of the show, I reckon.
Okay, right. Well, I'm looking forward to getting more data on this.
Oh, hang on. Temperature. Yeah, we probably should put the temperature hot. Hey, I tell you what, that might be useful.
Well, yeah.
All right, start.
All right,
the dishwasher
sweet.
Is running.
You good?
Yeah, we are running. Simo, the lasagna is cooking in the dishwasher as we speak. That is a weird sentence. I didn't think I'd ever say that in my life. But it is cooking. It is 40 minutes to go. We'll check in with the end of the show. Will we have a brilliant lasagna, or will we just have destroyed the office dishwasher? Who knows? We'll find out.
Simo and Jordan.
In the current landscape, if you like, the post-COVID-19 world, lots of kind of stress, anxiety about the scenario.
Yeah, I can imagine that. A lot of people are.
How are you dealing? You're relatively cool, calm and collected?
I like to think relatively cool, but I do also know that I'm one of the very lucky ones.
Yeah.
He still kind of has this job and like lots of other things, so I'm not gloating about that. I'm very lucky and I understand that. And so, there are a lot of people out there who aren't.
Do you have coping techniques? Do you have like a stress ball or what? How do you kind of, what's your stress relief, if you like? What are your mechanisms?
I don't know. I don't have a stress ball. Do you have a stress ball?
No, but you play a lot of video games, for instance.
Yeah, I do tend to do that in my evenings.
That would be considered effectively something that you do in your downtime stress relief.
I guess I watch a lot of Netflix.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Does that also count as...
Yeah, sure.
Sure. Yeah, okay, there we go.
Again, it's low effort stress relief. It's like...
Yeah.
Like low input, maximum output. It's the words that Jordan lives by.
It's my motto for life. You can get that like tattooed on my arm or something.
There is a website that's been set up to aid your kind of relief from stress and anxiety by imagining peaceful scenery like glaciers, caves and waterfalls. And we've got some lovely scenery. And record your screams while looking at these kind of beautiful, magnificent sights.
Oh, I see. So you don't actually physically go to the place.
No.
You just get a picture on your phone.
That's right.
And scream at it.
Yeah. It's been set up by a therapist and mental health consultant. And apparently it's a legit therapeutic tool.
Okay.
And I've got some examples here. This one...
Hang on. So this is examples of people screaming at pictures of landscape.
That's correct, yeah. So this is Yaya. Now, he's from London, Great Britain.
Wasn't expecting him to go higher at the end there.
Yeah, so he's got pipes. Also, Simone Tajma from Denmark.
Much more operatic scream. I was half expecting her to go into the Phantom of the Opera after that.
And then you've got Francesca. She was in Munich.
Again, sounds a bit like the start of The Lion King.
I think that's actually the new season of The Voice.
Well, I mean, they are... I don't know how they can continue The Voice in a COVID world. So, yeah, just get a whole load of screams off the internet.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Simo, I just went out and checked the lasagna in the dishwasher. It is coming along very well. I'm very much looking forward to it.
Ah, yes. So how many layers was it?
I don't know. It was a frozen lasagna. You missed what happened about 15 minutes ago. You're going to be very confused, but it will all make sense a little bit later on, trust me.
Can a lasagna be cooked in a dishwasher?
Yes, we've got one. It's in the dishwasher at the moment. It's got about another 20, 25 minutes or so to go, and then we will find out. starting to get a bit hungry. But Simo, for now, I want to talk about this. Are you a believer of like fortune tellers and this sort of stuff? You know, we can see into the future.
Not really, but I enjoy it. I think it should 100% exist for my entertainment, but like not as a feasible belief system.
So if you went and saw one of these people and they said, oh, you're going to be very unlucky in life, you wouldn't walk out of there sad. You'd be like, eh.
Yeah, on the main street of my hometown, there was a guy in a red bandana, had like a white beard, looked a bit like a pirate. And he was reading palms out the front of, what was he in, even in front of? I think he was in front of a candle shop. He didn't own the shop. He was just there. I didn't check. Actually, now.
Was it a pirate costume shop?
No. It was like a scented candle place. But now that I think about it, I'd never asked anyone else if they saw him. Maybe I was the only one who saw him.
Do we please tell me you have like the X-Files music?
But he was like doing the palm reading side of things. Because isn't there, there's like your lifeline and your... Or is that Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? I don't know.
I think you are getting that confused with was the guy Eddie Maguire?
Dressed as a pirate.
Was Eddie Maguire dressed as a pirate standing out the front of a scented candle shop in your hometown?
Look, Collingwood do have Mad Mondays.
Yeah, Collingwood football team, they weren't playing very well that year, so we just thought he'd get away. No, but Simo, I want to talk about not palm readers, but tarot card readers, ooh, I think it's called.
Yes, they've got like the death card.
Yeah, what is this? You've got a whole lot of cards. From the back, they look just like playing cards.
Yeah.
But when you turn them over, they've got different things. Like, I mean, there's the death one, which is a very extreme one.
That's right.
But there's lots of others, and that you kind of, depending on which ones you pick or whichever medium chooses, is what your future is going to be. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, there's like, you know, romance might be, and you have to like interpret the cards. I've always found this stuff so interesting and fun, but my friends are lame and don't want to do it at parties because they're like, I don't want to play with a Ouija board or get the tarot cards out because something might happen.
Yes, Emma, it's your friends that are the lame ones for not wanting to do that at the party.
Yeah.
So they're all like, can we just, you know, have a good time? And you're like, come on, I want to read your futures, let's go.
I reckon it would be fun.
Yeah, it's definitely your friends.
Fine, whatever.
Also, Mo, one woman was so desperate to prove one of these fortune tellers wrong, and she hasn't officially done that. She's quoted as saying, a tarot card reader read my cards and told me I would never win anything in my life. Since then, I have been trying my best to prove her wrong, and now I can say I have. And Simo, how she has proved this tarot card reader wrong is in a quite dramatic way.
Okay.
She won $70,000 on the lottery.
Whoa, okay.
Which I think we can confirm is definitely a good thing.
Which card said she was going to win the lottery?
No, well, none of them did. That's the point. So this fortune teller told her that she would never win anything. She would never have any luck in her life.
Okay.
And from that day went to prove her wrong. This woman, she's in Woi Woi in New South Wales, which I think is Central Coast off the top of my head.
Right.
So, yeah, she proved the fortune teller wrong and now has 70 grand in her back pocket.
That's weird. It's weird that she didn't really prove them wrong because... winning the lottery isn't like, I'm going to stick it to you and make something of my life. It's still an accident.
But it is luck. You need a lot of luck to win the lottery. And
that is true.
This fortune teller said you won't be lucky in life.
Well, maybe she just misread the tarot cards. It wasn't her fault.
What? Someone's got on a pencil and scribbled un instead of the lucky bit.
Yeah, like
and she just thought that was part of the card.
Yeah, she just skim read the cards that morning. You know, everyone, maybe she missed her coffee.
Yeah.
Forgot to put two sugars in instead of, you know.
I don't want to like judge or anything like that, but if a fortune teller forgets their coffee or to put sugar in the coffee,
and it affects
their
work.
I don't know if they can be trusted to tell the fortune of someone.
These tarot cards are pretty cool.
You've been Googling tarot cards throughout this.
They're the fool, the magician, the high priestess, Jordan.
What does that all mean? You're going to be a fool who does magic and is also a priest.
There's the empress, the emperor.
Oh, I like them.
The lovers, the chariot. It kind of just looks like you're about to place a trap card face down.
Simo,
like,
you know how you said that all your friends at parties don't let you do this?
Yeah.
Are you just now doing it on the show because all of your friends won't let you do this at parties?
Maybe.
Simo and Jordan.
Zoom, FaceTime meetings happening in a post-COVID world.
I mean, rewind 6 months ago, if your boss said, let's just do a meeting on Skype, you'd go, weirdo.
What? Okay.
What's Zoom? What's this Zoom you're talking about? But now it's kind of really come into its own. And been very helpful.
There is some rules, do you think, to FaceTiming your meeting successfully?
Well, I mean, we've heard pretty much every week or something there's a story comes out about, oh, this person didn't realise they were on camera and got naked.
That's right.
Or
yeah.
I remember very early on, there was like a Spanish TV reporter doing a report and the girl he was cheating on
yes.
kind of just wandered in the background just like with a cup of coffee or something
That's right. Yeah, so...
So I think there are. Yeah, you've got to make yourself look professional.
Like the three rules I feel are something along the lines of where are the kids? Like making sure that they're not in the room.
Yeah. Well, I mean, me and you don't have kids, so we can scrap that rule.
Where are the pets?
Me and you don't have pets. So far, these rules are pretty easy for me.
And am I wearing pants is typically the third one, right?
That's a rule that I live my life by, whether I'm making Zoom calls or not.
When you get up in the morning?
Yeah, you know how when you leave in the morning, phone, wallet, keys, pants.
Pants.
Yep, good. Job done.
A lawmaker, a Scottish politician, he has fallen down at the second hurdle there, the pet scenario.
Okay.
So he was in a committee meeting.
Hang on, I don't want to, generalise or something, but he was Scottish. He could be running around. He could be, not doing the third one as well if he was wearing a kilt.
And it would be completely acceptable in that country.
Fine. We should probably put a little asterisk next to that line for make sure you have some form of cloth around your legs.
Make a change to the Simo and Jordan FaceTime laws.
Mm-hmm.
See to it that it is done.
Okay.
However, this lawmaker, they were discussing the rating system for children's television.
Okay.
And then... all of a sudden, in the middle of the meeting online, a cat's tail just suddenly appeared at the base of his screen.
Did it make that noise as well?
Pretty much. It was like, did you ever see that show Basil Brush?
Oh, what a show.
Okay, so do you remember the tail?
Yeah.
So no, there was like that kind of level of tail that we're dealing with.
Oh,
like,
and it just kept wagging. So
super fluffy, right there in the foreground of the screen.
How do you know it was a cat? That Scottish politician could have Basil Brush as a pet.
Well, the cat now has a huge social media following.
Okay. So does Basil Brush. I follow him on Twitter.
I've got the audio here. I've got a nice little ding as well when the cat's tail appears.
Okay.
So here's the British lawmaker.
And the BBC are also now embracing this. Why, and I apologise for my cat's tail, why are you not doing this by default? Rocco, could you tell them?
So you can tell that he's kind of getting angry at all his colleagues. Mm. Like, why is this not happening? Why is this not being done? It's like your boss absolutely laying into you for something that you've stuffed up.
I love the phrase, I apologise for my cat's tail. You can't imagine ScoMo going into Parliament and just going, Mr. Speaker, I apologise for my cat's tail.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, we have been doing some science on the show today.
That's it.
To do with food.
Collecting data.
Yes.
Doing bell curves, making graphs.
No, we haven't been doing that.
Doing some addition.
No, Simo, we haven't done that. What we've done is put a lasagna in the dishwasher.
Oh, yes.
This is because I was watching little clips on YouTube of Mythbusters, that TV show, last night. And I came across one myth, which was, can you cook a lasagna in the dishwasher? Got about two-thirds of the way through the video, and it just cut off. It ended.
Because they get pretty hot, right, the dishwasher? Did you set the hot cycle, I assume?
Yeah. I put it on the hottest cycle it would go.
Right, yep.
But yeah, so this video, it just cut off about two-thirds of the way through, ended, so I didn't find out the ending.
Yeah, right.
So I thought we'd find out on the show today. Now, Simo, at the start of the show, we popped the lasagna in the office dishwasher here on the hottest cycle it would go.
Completely sealed, mind you.
Yes, I should say it's a frozen lasagna, so it came in like a plastic container with a plastic thing on top that you peel off.
Yep.
So we have popped that in the dishwasher. I can report the lasagna stayed intact throughout the cooking process.
Yes.
So our bosses will be glad to know that they now don't need to buy a new dishwasher because it's got lasagna all through it.
You're getting judgy looks around the building.
All is fine. So, Simo, are you ready to... Should we give this... It does feel quite warm. I had to carry it in here with a tea towel because it feels super hot.
I have to be honest. It does smell like a lasagna.
Yeah, and that is surprising. It really does. All right, so I haven't... Should I peel back the kind of plastic... Thank you for the music. I don't think this really fits when you're peeling back the plastic on a frozen lasagna.
The world seems to shine like you've had too much wine.
Careful with the sauce.
I tell you what, they make this plastic tough, don't they? Jeez.
It's Jordan proof.
I know, I don't want it to be Jordan proof because I want to try it. All All right, we've got rid of all the plastic.
Oh, that is smells like a lasagna.
The waft of the lasagna is filling the studio. I've got two forks. Do you want me to go?
No, I'm okay.
Do you want me to go first?
No, I've got this jumper's alone, so I can't get sauce on it.
Come on.
What?
This jumper's alone. That's why you don't want to eat lasagna.
Yeah, it is. Because I'm a terribly messy eater.
All right, I will take this one for the team and eat some of the lasagna. if you really insist.
Yeah, go for it.
All right.
Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, da-din-din. That's amore. How is it?
That's actually really nice.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm surprised.
I'm glad that, I guess...
I kind of half expected it to still be frozen inside, but I think it's, like, done all the way through.
Well, now we don't need to wait around for you always using the microwave in this building, because no one ever gets access to it. You can use the dishwasher from now on, as far as I'm concerned.
Look, I think... I'm not saying I'm going to do this as a method, like, from now onwards. Don't like, throw out your microwaves, because, like, the pack said you can put it in the... microwave for 4 minutes.
This just
put it in the microwave for 40.
You can cook with a dishwasher, but don't go throwing out your microwaves.
Yes, if you should learn something from today's show, let it be that.
Simo and Jordan.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.